or hospitable to foreigners or strangers. That's giving the hospitality, taking people in. The only pastor I've ever been impressed with was because he exhibited this quality. Hospitable. I'd always found pastors to be very inhospitable. Save for the one. Apt to teach. Didaktos, which means instructive. Comes from the root that means to be instructed or well communicated by teaching. Someone who is instructive. It's one quality I hope, I do believe I do possess that quality. And the others, I'm not interested in judging right now, though I am definitely sober, vigilant in that sense, not given to wine. Given to wine, paroinos. See, again, it had originally sober, that is, well, and vigilant was, I kind of missed part of that definition. Nephalios, sober, which was translated vigilant. Sober, that is, figuratively, circumspect. It comes from nephos, which means to abstain from wine, but it does have the implication of being circumspect. You know, sober in the mind. Sound-minded, sober-minded, circumspect. Someone who is very attuned to what's, you know, they're not just someone who's making rash decisions. Though being decisive is important at times, but also in being of a ready mind to be decisive in the right way. You know, exhibiting good judgment. These are important qualities. From 3 verse 3, given to wine is paroinos, which means literally staying near wine. Someone who's like, oh, there, wherever you see old Joe, there's always wine, or beer, or liquor, or whatever. They're near wine. A striker, plectes, is a smiter. Someone who's quarrelsome, it comes from the root that means to pound. I mean, they are someone who is a physically apt to get physical. So the idea of that is someone who's goes around hitting people or might be inclined to hit people. There are people like that. You know, today in our, you know, very civil society, people don't necessarily go around hitting each other. But think about back in the old days, you know, people could smack them, or, you know, you could smack someone around and not expect any repercussions. You smack someone today and the police are there and everything. So people are a lot more reserved on that account. But still, the people are, they're still violent people. And certainly, maybe not in this country, but in a lot of other countries, you know, smacking people is still big, a big way of life for many people. It's in the human nature. In our country, people hit each other too, of course. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, in most situations, if someone, if you know, you go down to your local, you know, church meeting or whatever, the likelihood of you getting smacked in the face or something is pretty much nil. Depending on the company you're keeping, right? Greedy of filthy lucre. Ice crocardes. It comes from, it means sordid from cardos, which is gain. You know, it means a base desire for gain, or greedy of filthy lucres, plenty good. Wants money. Yeah, you don't want someone like that up there. That was a, you know, I've read, done a lot of reading about the popes of history. Boy, so many of those guys, popes, bishops, so on in the past, such greedy people getting into the office of bishops. In fact, the office of bishop was for sale. They called it a simony, you know, buying your office. Patient. They had to pass laws against it because it got to be so bad. Patient. epikes, whatever. It means appropriate or mild. Brawler is a... This is interesting. It's not a brawler. Right? That's the one word. It's not a brawler. It's actually one word. It's amachos. Which means not macho. Because mache is a battle. Controversy. And so we get our macho word. That's Greek. People don't know these things are coming out of the understanding of the scriptures. Because that's the Greek influence on the English language comes from the scriptures. As far as I know. And also, I suppose, science and philosophy. But if it wasn't for the scriptures, there wouldn't be as much interest in those things, I guess. Well, whatever. You can argue all day about what could be, would be in history. But in any case, this is how it's come down to me. Covetous is phil argos, which means, well, again, it's not covetous. It's one word, and it's aphil argos, which means not loving or fond of silver. Anyways, well, those are the qualifications. Okay? And unlike, I think a lot of time in the New Testament, the things we have to obtain by faith, right? And we have to get our righteousness, be delivered us from God. And that's the same thing for the bishops. But there's a little higher standard put here. And you almost have to take it, I think, in a little more legalistic sense than usual. Because this is a person, as he says in later on the verses, he says he has to have a good report of them which are without, meaning outside the church, lest he fall into, you know, reproach, you know, insults, or, you know, that's, you know, lest and bring, you know, evil on the church in that sense. He is our... The person we are pointing is like, you know, this is the guy who is in charge of the church. And he cannot be subject to those things. So there are, this is, must be applied in a very legalistic sense, I think, to some degree. I mean, they have, now a lot of these things can't be obtained except by the Spirit of God and faith, right? But some of them are just sort of, you either have it or you don't. Certainly. Not a novice. You don't want just some literally that's neophutos, which is like neophyte, which literally means newly planted. In a figurative sense, a young convert.